USA News, I'm Lance Prime. A Manhattan, New York grand jury reportedly has the case of a Marine veteran accused of manslaughter for choking a man to death on a New York City subway train. ABC News is reporting the grand jury is now hearing the evidence in the case against Daniel Penny. He's accused of second-degree manslaughter in the chokehold that killed Jordan Neely on May 1st. Presidential candidate Donald Trump on a Fox News town hall gathering last night talks about alleged corruption at the Department of Justice and FBI and the dangers it imposes on our country.
There's a dual system of government. There's a dual system of you talk about law and order. You can't have law and order in a country where you have such corruption.
The Senate passed a bill to raise the government's borrowing limit late last night, sending it to President Biden's desk. The bill is a deal struck by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden to raise the debt ceiling and cut spending. It passed by a 63-36 vote. Four Democrats, 31 Republicans, and one independent voted no. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the latest Republican state leader to announce she's sending National Guard troops to the Texas border with Mexico. The governor's office is reporting 80 guardsmen will assist with surveillance and reconnaissance efforts, along with increased detection and tracking. President Biden took a fall yesterday during the commencement ceremony at the U.S. Air Force Academy. The fall had many startled in the audience. The White House is reporting the president tripped over a sandbag and that he was not injured in the fall. Biden delivered the Air Force Academy's commencement address earlier in the day. A new accuser is suing Bill Cosby over an alleged sexual assault. A former Playboy playmate says the comedian drugged and raped her in 1969. Victoria Valentino seeks unspecified damages for sex assault and battery. USA News.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A judge is approving a settlement between Alec Baldwin and the family of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Hutchins was shot and killed by a live round on the set of Rust in 2021. Last month, manslaughter charges were dropped against Baldwin for his connection in her death. Hutchins' family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Baldwin and other producers, claiming that their reckless conduct and cost-cutting measures led to her death. On Thursday, a judge approved the settlement amount, calling it fair, appropriate, and in the best interest of Hutchins' family. Terms of the settlement have not been released. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Senate blocked President Biden's student debt relief program.
The Senate passed the measure in a 52-46 vote just days after it cleared the Republican majority House. Democratic Senators John Tester of Montana, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona joined Republicans in voting to nix the Biden plan. The president is expected to veto the bill. The program would cancel up to $10,000 in loans for borrowers whose income falls below certain levels and up to $20,000 for those who received Pell Grants. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Twitter head of trust and safety, Ella Irwin, resigned last night after owner Elon Musk publicly shamed his own staff over a content moderation decision. Twitter staff had decided that a video titled "What is a Woman?" by the Daily Wire's Matt Walsh violated the platform's hate speech rules. Twitter had recently announced a content deal with Daily Wire. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.